All right, well, let's get started. I want to first thank everybody for joining our very first community call. This is kind of like the first thing we're trying out, and we're really excited about it. I'm calling from very, very cold Chicago, Illinois, and I'm accompanied by Margot, who is in the warm Austin, Texas.
It's not that warm here, but it's warmer.
And so our goal is for these calls is to pretty much keep you informed about our product, and more importantly, you know, we see a lot of stores succeed and fail, and we research a lot about e-commerce and shopping cart solutions. And so a way to give you advice on things to do and not to do to help you grow your business and, you know, get feedback from you as well. So again, like, you know, this is more of a discussion type setting, so feel free to email me any questions. Just reply back to the email that I sent you today with any questions that you may have, and I'll be happy to answer them. And then if you want to mute your phone, if you have something going on in the background, if you want to mute your phone, you can do that easily by pressing *6.
So if you want, you can email your questions while we're chatting here, and then we'll try to address things at the end that we get.
So I wanna start off this our very first community call with a story about this guy named Jeff Bezos, and Jeff Bezos wanted to create the very first and pretty much the best online store to sell books, and he did this by, you know, he had this bell that he would ring every time he would make a sale, and so the thing is, he didn't ring that bell for about, you know, 6 months, and then slowly became 3 months, and then slowly became, you know, 1 month, and then it became a week, and now that store is known as Amazon.com. And so what kind of like struck me about this story is that all Jeff Bezos did was focus on making one more sale, selling one more book, and now he's probably ringing that bell, if he still has it, you know, every second or even millisecond. So like, I want to start off with, like, my first tip is just how can we just make one more sale? So if, like, you know, last month you didn't sell any products, just focus on how you can sell one more product this month. If last month you sold 100 products, you know, how can you sell 101 this month? Like, how do you do that? And once you figure that out, it's just a matter of replicating the process over and over again. So the first tip that I'm going to give you, and I've seen work for some of our customers, is online classified listing sites. And the biggest and best one is Craigslist. It's Craigslist.org. So you can go to it, and there's like tons of stuff you can post, but you can even post things that are for sale. And it's completely free. And one thing I want you guys to take away from this call is go to Craigslist and go to the for sale section in your major city. So if you live in, you know, a smaller city, pick the biggest city, you know, next to you. So if you live in Madison, Wisconsin, pick maybe Milwaukee. Or, you know, I live in the suburb of Chicago, so I'd pick Chicago. And post a product that, you know, your favorite product at a good price and a nice image, and see what happens. And I'm not saying this is going to succeed. I'm not going to, you know, there's a 5% chance this is going to work. But if it does, it's great, because it's a way to sell one more product. And it has worked really well for a few of our clients. And so that's just one small thing you can do. And I really want you to do that tonight, if possible. And just let me know how it went.
So what should a good posting on Craigslist have in it?
That's actually a really good question. And that's a question with many answers. So you really can't tell. You got to try out a few different posts. To me, a good post is something at a good price, a convenient price that's fair, and then include the image and a very brief description. Don't just go on for pages, maybe like 3 or 4 sentences, a way to email them very easily, and then, you know, you might want to try 2 different posts over a few weeks, one with a link to your store and one without a link to your store. But you definitely want to try out different types of postings.
Hi, it's Sandra Miller.
Hi, Sandra.
Hi, sorry it took me so long to get in. Hi, everybody.
That's okay.
Sorry to interrupt, yes.
Oh, we were just talking about Craigslist and how I want everyone pretty much to try to make one posting to sell one of their products today. We're just trying to give them some really easy tips to just sell
good
one
idea.
More product.
Now,
the next thing I want to talk about is something that I didn't think would work, but works and has done wonders for me, and it's Emoto icons. Emoto icons is, I guess, a short word for emotional icons over the internet. So, smiley faces. It's simple as that. It's shift, colon, and then shift, zero. So, a colon and an open parentheses resembling a smiley face in instant messaging or in email format. So, the reason I brought this up is whenever I go through a lot of emails, and when you go to a physical store, and the person behind the counter smiles at you, gives you really good tips and advice, or the person helping you with your product, you know, mm-hmm. it gives you like a good sense of, you know, hey, this person is a nice person actually helping me out. You lose that online. And one thing that's helped me out, like having when customers email us with customer support requests, sometimes even if you're being nice, if you don't use that emoto icon, it doesn't come off as, oh, this person just, you know, doing his job, being boring. But a smiley face really adds that personal touch, like, hey, this person cares, this person is smiling at me. And the number of responses that I've gotten back after using emoto icons is pretty cool. I get a lot of thank you, Rishi, you guys are so nice, and it really helps with just customer behavior. So if you guys are, you know, emailing customers, trying to get new customers, newsletters, or when a customer asks you a question about a product, think about sliding an emoto icon in there. You know, don't overuse it because you don't want to,
right.
you know, maybe just use it one per email. But you don't want to overuse the emoto icon. But that has really helped me out.
It's a really good idea. Yeah, it definitely adds the personal touch very much
yeah.
so.
Yeah. So what else? Is there anything
yeah.
besides smiley face you can recommend?
Smiley face is probably the safest thing to do. You can do a winky face, which is a winky face is kind of a semicolon, not just a colon, but that might get weird then. So I would stick with the smiley face.
Okay.
You never know what subliminal message you're sending along.
Yeah, exactly. I think we had a question in there.
Hey, Rishi, this is Gordon Madison.
Oh, hey.
I would suggest that I do eBay as well, and a good way to promote your store is I've created a link. I'm starting my store, building it, but I've created a link to my eBay store. But another thing you could do is create a link to your eBay feedback. So if people are curious about what you're selling on your website and who you are, if you've got good feedback on eBay, that'll say a lot about you.
That's a great idea.
Yes, I do that too, and it does make a big difference. People feel more comfortable with the new store that way, yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's a great idea. The other idea, I'm glad you brought up eBay. The other idea is what a lot of people I see doing is they make their username the same name as their store. And what I find is what people do is they go to your eBay store, they find your product, and then they Google it. Or they Google your name, because sometimes a lot of people Google your name, and then they find out that, hey, it's cheaper on their store because they don't have to pay these eBay fees. So you post it on eBay, and then you post it at, like, you know, maybe a few dollars lower on your store because you can avoid those eBay fees. And I see that happening a lot. So they change their username to just their flat store name so they can Google it easier.
This is Robbie. I have to admit that I'll do that all the time.
That's great.
Because
it works.
Cheaper. Because we don't have to pay the final value fees on eBay, so we try to bring customer over to our store sometime.
Mm-hmm. That's great, man. I think that's a great way to do that.
And Rich, sorry to bother you one second.
Sure.
About Craigslist, actually, I'm not sure. I've been on Craigslist since last 2-3 months now, and I agree it's a great product to bring a customer to our store. And are you aware of, we can only add one product type a day, correct?
They don't want people listing, like, all of their store products.
Right. So you have a limited, I think, once a day, correct?
Right. I actually would only recommend maybe, like, once every, like, 3-4 days. You don't want
right.
you don't want your email to get banned from Craigslist.
Right, exactly. So what, actually, I have a tip for everybody on the call. This is John from John's Imports. that what I did was I get like air card, you know, that once you reboot or you change, you get the new IP address, so I can add at least 5 items per day. You know what I mean? And it
no,
works
I
great.
No, I don't. What do you mean exactly?
Like, okay, you get an air card like from AT&T, or if you have a DHL cable at home, when you reset your cable, your IP change.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, so that you can have a, yeah,
exactly.
So you can add more products under different addresses. Yeah.
It's not worth my time. I mean, I want to spend at least 2 hours a day on Craigslist to add at least 10 different products so I can have my stuff going. So I don't have to worry to come back every other day to add my new product one by one. So I
gotcha.
Spend on that. I reboot my PC, so I get a new IP every time. But again,
I can use
my one email to add 10 different products, but different IP addresses.
Now, the other thing about online classified listing sites is there's Craigslist is the biggest, but there's a few other players that I want you guys to take a look at if you're really interested in online classified listing sites.
Please.
And one of them is Oodle.com, OODLE.com. And it's going to get bigger over the next year because there is going to be a few social networks out there that are going to be, so I think Facebook and MySpace are now syndicating their content to it and back and forth. So it's going to be bigger. It's 20 times, Craigslist is 20 times bigger than Oodle, but it will, if you want to try out a different online classified listing site, check out Oodle. And another one is Kijiji. It's K-I-J-I-J-I. You know, try saying it. Kijiji, it's a little tongue twister, but it's owned and operated by eBay, but it's another online free classified listing site. Now, I want to move into the second part of this. First part was some marketing tips. The second part is going to be about our tools and what we've added in and how you can possibly use them. And so lately, we just kind of relaunched a new Google product search engine within our marketing tools. So if you're a pro or standard store and you go to your marketing tools and you click on the advanced tool section, you can actually upload all your products to Google Product Search using your own data feed. So let me just rewind a little bit. Google Product Search is, you know, Google's product search engine. You know, it's in the name. And you want your products all in there because, if first of all, it'll be in Google Product Search, so it's a great way to get verified that, hey, Google knows about my products. And then number two is if your product is good, it's relevant, it has, you know, has good keyword strength, then when they search for it on Google, it can actually show up on the actual search engine with like within the first 3 links. So you definitely want to use this and use our step-by-step instructions. And you know, Brian Bierman, our tech arc, he kind of was the brainchild behind this, and he did an amazing job. But you have full control of your data now within Google Base, and you can even see, you know, how many people are searching for this particular product. They have a great stats tool within Google Base, which is what
it's amazing. I love it. I love it. Thank you.
you have Brian to thank.
Yes, tell Brian thank you.
I will.
Everybody should do it. Yeah.
another thing we added to that is that if you've got your FTP account in Flying Card in your marketing settings, your products will all be submitted to Google Product Search automatically every 30 days. So you don't have to do anything either. If you want to, you can go in and click the button and do it manually at any time, but they'll also get in there automatically.
Okay.
How was that done?
Okay, and the next thing I want to talk about.
Did you have a question?
I did have a question. How did you say that was done automatically?
How is it done?
If you have your
account and password in, we submit your file automatically. We have a script that runs every day to see who's due to be submitted, and we just submit the feed file for you.
So you set it up once, right? It'll take you about like 15 minutes to 20 minutes, depending on you. It takes you about 30 minutes to set up, and then once you have it all set up, we'll remember that, hey, this is when this person submitted their their data feed or, you know, their products. And then we'll remember 30 days from now that they need to resubmit their products. And that'll be all automated for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, great. The last thing I'm going to talk about is social bookmarking. Margo just added this pretty amazing feature that I'm a big fan of, and there are social bookmarks. So now when you go to your store, you have this on, and it's on by default, you will see 6 icons under above your Add to Cart button. And it's we have an email all the way to the left is an email icon. So this is where your customers can easily email other customers, hey, check this product out, I think it's perfect for you, or hey, I really want to buy this, what do you think? It's just a way for people to email really easily within your store. The second one is a...
By the way.
What's up?
This is on the product page, by the way.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I was just looking at it here.
And then the next to it, we have a heart icon, which is a flying cart favorites icon. So if you're a fan club, you can bookmark this product within your profile. A really cool feature if you utilize the fan club. Now the next 4 are all, they're called link shares. So like you can share a link to your outside network and promote your product. So for example, the one right after the heart is a Facebook icon. And that means I can go to a store and click on this Facebook icon and directly take your product link and product image and post it on my Facebook profile or wall. And so for example, in my case, I have about 700 friends on Facebook. And when I share it with them, that's 700 people that are looking at your product and could possibly link a click on it. So it is a big deal if you can get, you know, someone really popular or even yourself to promote this to your, you know, network. The next one over is MySpace, which is just similar to Facebook. So I would even say that, you know, every month or so, pick your favorite product and promote it on your own. You know, if you have Facebook, if you have MySpace, promote it on there. You know, share it with your own network. But don't do it too much. And the other two are next to it. After MySpace is StumbleUpon. StumbleUpon is a way for people to easily discover new websites that friends recommend. And it's just a really cool social networking tool. And the last one is Twitter. Now, Twitter is an upcoming new social network that allows people to microblog. So people can write like very small, brief sentences and share with their friends, like, hey, I'm going to go eat, or I'm going to go buy this product, for example, in your case. And this is an easy way for them to promote your link or your product on their Twitter social network.
Can I interject something? This is Sandra Miller with Graffiti Jewelry.
Yes.
Twitter, just recently, with this new little feature, I got 4 new sales from new customers just out of the blue from a couple of posts I threw up on Twitter in the last week.
Wow.
So it does work. It does work, yes. I love Twitter because it's quick. Yeah, very quick. It doesn't take long to post. So, yeah.
You have Margo to thank for that.
Thank you, Margo. Thank you all.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's social bookmarking. Margaret, did you have any comments or anything that you wanted to put in there?
Could you talk a little about how we chose those 4 to use versus the other
ones?
Oh,
yeah, great point. So we picked Facebook and MySpace because they are the biggest social networks in the world, just by numbers. And so those are the 2 biggest ones we wanted. StumbleUpon we picked because when we first launched Flying Carts, you know, we got like 100 people. Our website got stumbled, and we got like 100 people to sign up and say, hey, I'm interested. We haven't even launched it, I think, and we just had a landing page that, hey, I'm interested in your product. And this really helped us. I think only like a few of those people turned into actual customers, but it was a great ego boost for us, and it drove a lot of traffic when we really had none. So StumbleUpon could be great. And Twitter is because I like Twitter. It's cool. Sandra, you know, obviously works for Sandra,
yeah.
So... and you know, I use it, and I think it's the next next big social network out there that I see, you know, happening.
Okay.
And then, so I promise we're going to keep this short and sweet, but I will feel like a one thing that I want everyone to stress is definitely go today if you're not using Craigslist, to definitely just post one topic. I think we got John's import in there posting 10, but just if you're not just yet, just post one small posting, and you know I think it'll go a long way. Just please try it out. I think it can do wonders for your business. Yeah,
might,
see what happens.
Something might happen. Nothing might happen. You never know, but it's worth always trying out creative things to get more
people. Yeah, definitely.
Into your products.
And then next time, the next one, we're going to talk about Google AdWords, how you can promote one product on Google very easily. I think it works for us. We use it a lot. And then how to create more trust with customers. I see this as a big problem. You know, sometimes I get emails asking about a credibility of another store. So how you can, you know, get trust from customers, because that's a big deal online, how to generate that, hey, this person's actually going to send this product. Other than that, I haven't gotten any emails. Does anyone have questions on the line?
So I think you forgot to say we're going to plan to do this once a month, right?
Yes.
Also,
if you guys could send me feedback, what do you want to hear more of? What do you want to hear less of? What do you think of this? Did you like it? Maybe post some comments on the blog. What else do you want to see on the blog, even? Any type of feedback would be great about this call, so we can improve this next time.
Definitely. That's really good. And the blog is awesome. Learning a lot from it.
Thanks. Okay, I guess we're just going to have a good evening, and hopefully talk to you guys soon.
Thank you very
great.
Much.
Great. Thank you so much.
Bye, guys.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Rishi. Thanks.